Hello and welcome back to Random Rambles. We are here yet again for another week. I'm Lorelai Smith, joined with Maggie and Jeremiah. But this week, I actually brought in a hat. No invisible hat this week. It is a birthday hat.
Yeah, and it's purple.
And it's a purple birthday hat.
With the devil's dust all over it.
Oh.
It has glitter on it. It doesn't come off.
That's what I said. The devil's.
That's
dust.
Good.
I don't know where the glitter on my Chromebook case came from.
You
were talking about it earlier.
Probably the glitter. Hat.
There's glitter on. No, it's not from my hat. It's like a different time. It's like it was on the floor of the bus.
Mm.
It looks like sugar, man. Almost like the glitter sugar you put on cakes.
Yeah.
I don't know where it came from.
Granulated sugar.
No, it's like the decorating for cakes. It's not. Yeah, it's like sprinkles.
The weird edible sugar or glitter.
Yeah.
Oh. It probably was on your bus.
I think so, because my Chromebook case was sitting on the floor because I was laying in the seat.
Oof.
This morning.
Is that why you left your glasses?
No, I didn't want to bring my backpack in today.
That's fair.
And I forgot my glasses were in my backpack, so I don't have my glasses right now.
Okay.
I'll have them later today when I'm in my other
classes.
I forgot my
glasses at home as well.
I bring my glasses with me.
I just switched them out
day.
With contacts.
I mean, yeah, I'm wearing my contacts, but I bring glasses with me.
I don't wear contacts. It's just, I don't think I could. Like, I would freak out with touching my eye.
I thought that was going to be me, but, like, my brother chickened out of it, so I'm like, okay. we're gonna try this.
Yeah.
And then just... I wear contacts all the time now.
Yeah, they're not bad. I thought I wasn't going to like them either.
I just get it stuck in my eye.
It's not that
hard
to get in and out. I mean, sometimes it is.
Sometimes
getting it in.
Yeah.
It's just like the stupid thing keeps like pushing down onto your finger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it like, you got to keep like peeling it back up, putting some more like the solution stuff
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
Wiping off your eye because the solution has gotten like either like smeared all over or your like eye starts leaking.
Yeah. Okay, we can end that right there.
By that I mean crying.
Yeah, I know.
Tears. But anyway.
No,
I'm sorry, is that uncomfortable?
I'm not good with like blood and stuff like that, I guess.
No, I'm
it is
what it is.
Yeah, but you wanna draw some topics
yeah.
out
sure.
of the birthday hat?
Where'd you get that?
I don't even remember. It was my sister's birthday a couple weekends ago.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't think... Probably we didn't use it for that, though. No. It's just been sitting in my parents' room.
Okay.
I want to draw first this week. I haven't drawn first in a while.
Selfish.
So, let's see. I haven't drawn first in a while, okay? Okay. If you could be, like, the best, like, at anything, what would it be? Like, what would you be the best at?
Oh, that's a good question, actually.
If you could be really good at something, what would it be?
Telekinesis.
That's a superpower. No.
I don't care.
No. I don't think that
counts. It doesn't count.
All right, reading people.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
Minds.
Oh. Okay. That's
that
also
is still
a superpower.
All
right, fine. Just reading people. I'm already... pretty good at it, but like just better.
I want to be good at
no, all the topics.
I don't know what probably
I have one while you think.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I would want to be good at like any instrument I pick up.
Mm.
Like just have the ability
just,
to
just
play
the
instrument.
Younger sibling.
No, but
whatever.
Yeah, but, no, that's a good one too.
Like you just walk into like a someone's house and there's a drum set in there and you just start playing the drums like crazy. I think that'd be fun.
I think okay. I'm gonna say be the best cook. Like it doesn't matter. You could just give me a recipe and it'll come out good.
Yes, that'd be amazing. You could make the best. Speaking of baking and cooking, I made candied pecans this weekend.
How was that?
They're delicious.
Wait, how do you do that?
So you take pecans, you put a crap load of sugar on top of them.
So, basically.
And then you throw them in the oven.
Take a cup of pecan. You take a pound of pecans, and you put them in, like, one large egg white mixed with some water and vanilla extract. And you mix that all together so they have, like, they're kind of wet, so the sugar will stick. Then you put, like, a cup of brown sugar and a cup of granulated sugar in. And then some, a little bit of salt, like a pinch of salt. And then, I think it was a tablespoon of ground cinnamon in there with them. And then you put them on a baking sheet, you spread them out. And every 10 to 15 minutes, you have to, move them around on the pan, mm-hmm. take them out and move them around.
Then you make pecan pie stuff, whatever.
And you put pecan pie.
And you put the stuff on top of it. But you got to make sure your grandma's in the room or helping you out, so then it becomes pecan pie.
You just get
your homemade by pie. Homemade by a grandma or a mother, it's pecan pie.
No.
That is the difference.
We're not going back to that conversation again. We've already been there.
I'm just making sure people know the difference.
They're so good to eat by themselves. Like, I went to the German market. Not German market. Like, the Christmas
Christkindlesmarkt?
That's where, German. Like, the ice skating rink is and stuff.
It's Christkindlesmarkt. That's German.
We went ice skating, and then they have, like, the candied pecans.
Mm-hmm.
I love candied
Those
pecans.
Are good. Those are good.
And then I ate all of... Me and my dad ate all of them.
All.
And so I made some more. I haven't eaten all of them, because there's a lot.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
Yet.
The container isn't even halfway gone yet.
Yet.
But anyways, that was a bit of a, like, side tangent.
That's my favorite kind of tangent, sides.
Would you like to draw, and then Jeremiah can draw?
Okay, cool.
We'll go clockwise.
Yes.
Around.
Round. If you had to eat a crayon, which color would you choose?
This one's fun. Would you choose the mac and cheese color?
What?
Because there's the Crayola crayons.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose that one. I would choose... I don't know the names. I would probably choose a red.
Would it taste like
cherry? I'd choose green.
What flavors would they taste like?
Green.
Or would they just taste like wax?
I would try to get. I would try to get like somewhat like of a lime colored one, because all I'm saying is the lime Mike and Ike's are the best lime flavored stuff that I have had.
You saying the lime? I know what they are. Mm-hmm. The frozen popsicles?
Oh, yeah.
Like the ones that are liquid, you buy them from the store and you pop
like
them in the fridge.
Yeah, like those lemon lime ones, yeah.
That's what the crayons will taste like. They'll
crayons.
Taste like the popsicles.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce crayons?
Crayon.
Crayon?
Crown?
Crayon. Crayon.
Crayon.
Crown.
I've realized I don't say crayon unless I'm like enunciating it. It's crayon.
No, my friends get mad at me because I say crown, like a crown you wear on your head.
I say that too. If I'm not thinking about it.
Crayon.
I also say milk wrong.
Milk.
Milk.
I don't know how I say it wrong. I just say milk.
Milk.
They tell me I pronounce it with an E.
Yeah,
you do.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Milk.
But yeah, milk. There was. Milk. On the news last year with my, at my school, the school news, we have these things called Did You Knows, and it's like, did you know that today is, like, national, like, Blue Jeans Day or something like that.
Dang, I missed that.
Did you throw the topic? What did you throw? Oh, never mind. Oh. You didn't have the topic.
I don't have a topic.
Okay.
I didn't get to get a topic yet.
But there was one where they were talking about milk, and I was supposed to be on it, and then, like, my friends in that class are like, get Lorelai off of that. She can't pronounce milk correctly. It was a whole thing. It was funny, though.
Yeah.
But
all right.
Milk. I think I'm going to switch mine. I'm going to go with orange.
Yeah.
I'll go with one of the pink ones. Or the mac and cheese one.
Pretend it's bubblegum.
Would the brown be like root beer Dum-Dums? What if they were like Dum-Dums flavors?
I'm still sticking with mine.
Then I'll go with brown.
Actually, I might go for like the cream soda looking one.
Yeah.
Because that one's the best Dum Dum.
Yeah, it is.
The Christmas flavors of the Dum Dums.
I have not.
Those are delicious.
I don't know. I haven't tasted those.
You know, like the ones that are like shaped like hearts when it's like Valentine's.
Oh yeah, those ones.
Time.
Yeah, those are.
Yeah.
And there's like half and half flavors.
Mm-hmm.
The cotton candy, and I think it's like cherry. Those are the best ones, in my opinion. They're very good.
Interesting.
Very delicious.
Okay. cool.
Yes. But... Tangent two.
Yeah. Wait, just count the number of tangents I go on. We're on two right now. Would you like to draw a topic, Jeremiah?
I would. All
right. I think we could count three because I went on the whole one with
milk
the school
one,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We just need a tally marker in here during the show.
If you had to pick between Halloween or Christmas, which one would you pick? Christmas.
I think I'd also go for Christmas.
This is hard for me.
Christmas because...
Because snow.
Snow, yeah.
I like Christmas.
Better weather. It's just better weather, usually. Except for right now. You mind snowing, please?
Right.
Can
it's
I
just cold.
Snow?
We're probably not going to get much snow because the...
I ordered snow. It still hasn't come in. They said it's on back stock.
There's like certain weather conditions. We're learning about it in science right now. Yeah. My science teacher is saying that there might not be a lot of snow this Christmas.
What?
Because of the weather conditions.
What about after Christmas?
That makes it, what, 3 years in the row?
We had it on. We had snow on Christmas last year.
Yeah, we did.
At least where I lived, yeah. It was just a little flurry, though.
Yeah.
But it was still snow on Christmas.
True. Love snow. Right. And then we'll get snow in May.
Yeah.
We got snow in April one year. I have a picture of, like, my Japanese maple in the front yard covered in snow. I remember shaking it and the snow just falling off. Even was the topic?
Christmas or Halloween.
Okay. See, I like dressing up for Halloween.
You can dress up for Christmas, too.
But you can't have, like, fun costumes characters of cartoons.
It's called cosplay.
Yeah, but
you could do that year-round.
Easily. There's a person at my school who dresses up as Zelda every single day, except for Halloween.
Zelda?
Not Zelda, but...
Link?
Yeah.
You're one of those!
Get out! I've never played this. I've never played it before. It's one of the characters from a game called Legend of Zelda.
You're one of those. Link is the main character. You're saving
Zelda. Then why
is
it called Zelda?
Because you're saving Zelda.
Then why isn't the Mario games called Peach?
Right. I was just going to say, that's like Mario.
Well, ask Nintendo, okay? Ask Nintendo.
The same company, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe they wanted to stray from the path a little bit. Ever think of that?
You just like equality.
What?
I don't know. It's from a book that we read.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was nice. He was the main character, and then he was like part of this like whole collectivist society, whatever. And then he decided to like leave everybody because he tried to be unique from.
Are you
everyone.
Talking about The Watcher?
No.
No, that's not what it's called.
It's called The Anthem.
Oh, that's not. No, there's a book I read in seventh grade where it's like this black and white society, and he can see color.
Oh, that's Whoa. The Giver.
The Giver, that's what it's called. And there's a sequel that's called, like, The Watch. Isn't there, like...
I don't know. No. I haven't read it, but I've seen the movie, and it's a good movie.
I've only read the book.
I'd like to read the book. Okay, now that we've had, like, five side tangents.
Oh, but I haven't
right
decided
now.
If I want Christmas or... I'll do Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're all in agreement.
Okay. My brain just shut down for a second. It's like, words?
It's okay.
I don't know how to read them.
It's okay. That's been me all of the last show that I was on.
If you could have a lifetime supply of anything, what would it be?
Gasoline. Specifically, gas or diesel.
That's good.
Ice cream. I don't know. I thought of the first thing on my mind that I really like.
Gasoline, diesel, or steak?
Steak.
Specific or cuts of meat.
Chicken.
Cuts of meat of my choice.
Chicken with barbecue sauce.
Chicken with barbecue sauce.
You don't eat.
Okay, hang on.
How do you
hear
eat,
me out? Hear me out on
chicken?
This one. Hear me
Ranch?
Out on this one. Barbecued pulled pork on mac and cheese.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
On mac and cheese is absolutely
delicious.
You ever
delicious,
have
it on like burger buns too? You put the it's like a porky mac. Those are delicious.
I like them. I like them just the two. I haven't had anything else with it, but like those are freaking delicious.
Have you ever had it, Maggie?
I've had no. I guess
fry them together.
I've had them
soon
on
as
the same
possible.
Plate.
Mix them together.
Okay.
It will change your life.
My friends at school give me a hard time for my eating habits. I might have put peanut butter on a pizza one day. just for Get fun. Out. Just for funsies.
And it you actually, off your own show.
It tasted good. It tasted good.
I'm kicking
okay?
you off your own show.
But no, well, we have like during like tech weeks of the shows and stuff that we do at my school, there was mac and cheese and there was pulled pork. And I put it together and I remember some of me like, what are you doing? And then there was another, like one of my other friends like defended me. She's like, it's actually a good food combination. Don't worry. It's not one of her weird ones.
Dang.
I just put goldfish in my Uncrustables at school.
I mean, that's not,
that was
that's
delicious.
Not weird.
What kind of Uncrustables? Like the peanut butter jelly ones?
Yeah, the PB&J.
Which one? Grape or strawberry?
I like strawberry.
Okay. Yeah, that's the correct
You're rocking
answer.
Back and forth and you go, I like strawberry. like you're an evil like mastermind.
Yes, I like strawberry, Batman. I like strawberry.
I'm gonna give you the hat for okay. when we draw the next. We're going a bit fast today.
Yeah, I haven't even said my answer. I was gonna go electricity. I don't know. Because I have this fear that my phone will die and then I will not be able to charge it.
Would you be like this able to zap it from your fingers?
But how about this one? If you have unlimited fuel, like gasoline, diesel, whatever,
yeah.
you could just buy yourself a giant diesel generator. Just go, bam, full.
It's not good for the environment.
True. Well, hang on. If you're not mining it and you're not doing any of that stuff, sure, it's still some carbon emissions. But if you plant a whole bunch of trees around you, they're just going to soak all that up, any of the stuff that you're pumping out.
That's planning a lot of, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, that's true.
I don't know if it works exactly that
no.
way. I don't think it
some
works.
Some of it will. I know CO2, that gets pulled up by the trees, and they pump it out for oxygen. So, really, our problem isn't that we're pumping out a whole bunch of CO2. It's that we just don't have enough trees.
And then we keep
just
taking
plant
them
more
down.
Trees. Just boom.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
Well, plant it's also because we've... It's also because we're taking carbon emission, like we're burning fossil fuels that are mm-hmm. from thousands, millions of years ago, and releasing them into today's environment, which is like this isn't like today's environment, fossil fuels and stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyways, let's draw a topic.
Okay, I get you a good one.
We're on 10.
10 side tangents. That's what today's like episode's gonna be called.
Side tangents. I am.
That's the whole show, though. It's just side tangents.
What are your favorite Christmas activities?
I think I've said it before, and it's kind of wholesome.
Playing the dog with your
snowballs.
The, yep.
Yeah. You were
just,
talking about
just
that.
Scooping them up. My dog, I don't know why, but he loves to eat snowballs.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I'll just, like, come out in, like, middle of the snow, whatever. Sit. He does. Grab a snowball, toss it to him. Eats it like a treat. Freaking loves it.
He
loves it when I like make a snowball, just throw it out. He'll run after it, look around for a bit, and then just come right back to me. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna say watching Christmas movies with my Christmas tree on, and then it's like dark in my room. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
At nighttime. Preferably snowing. I love the snow.
I think one of the most nostalgic memories is for me is my family every like right before we go to bed on night like
Christmas Eve
night before Christmas, I don't know what I'm thinking.
It is a story and it works the same, I suppose.
We read The Night Before Christmas.
That's probably why you were thinking.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I was like, it's the night before Christmas and all through the house. That's what the book's called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Night Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Or I'm confusing it with The Nightmare Before Christmas. That's
no,
what, I'm not confusing it with that.
That was a pretty good movie.
but it's fun. We also, another tradition we have is there's oranges in like the foot of our stockings. Do you guys do that?
No.
You put oranges in your stockings?
No.
I usually get candy.
Over at my
well, it's not all oranges.
Stepmother's mm-hmm. families, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's what? Why is
I
that
don't
like
know.
A is that like a thing? No,
I don't really remember. I just know we've always done it.
I'm gonna look up the history of that.
Yeah, mm. It's on my mom's side. We've done it.
That's cool. Mom's side.
I'm sorry. It sounded way too much. I know. It sounded way too much like a song not to say anything.
Yeah.
You made it sound like a song.
I know. That's the point.
You also sung it in the tune of Where's My Dad?
Yeah.
That Finding Nemo thing.
You don't know that?
What?
You don't? What? Have you not seen that meme where it's like, Where's my dad? No. I'm all alone.
Yeah.
It's from Finding Nemo the musical.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't watch musicals. I don't really watch Finding Nemo the musical.
He had Nemo.
Yeah, it's a like puppet, this puppet.
And he was, yeah.
I don't know. I don't like musicals. Like, they're just, they bore me. And it's so unrealistic because it's like every 2 seconds you're going to sing something and it's just not needed. That's why I don't really like the movie Les Mis, because every single sentence is a song. They're just singing for absolutely no reason.
That's my favorite type of musical, when the whole thing is like songs.
I don't like it. I don't like
Hamilton is all music.
Yeah.
But it's also very helpful. It helps many people with their history tests.
But is it true?
It's not very...
How close? Is it like... You know what really helped me with a lot of history stuff? Assassin's Creed. The original games. Back when they were, like, more realistic. Yeah. A lot of that stuff.
I haven't played it. It's a game?
The Assassin's Creed. There's a few games.
Cool.
Yeah.
They've got some... the first game was, like... It was with Altair, and it was, like, Arabia.
Do you know the names of those characters?
Yes. Because I've played the games.
Yeah.
The second... Technical second, third, and fourth... is with Ezio, and he's in Rome, whatever. What?
What?
What did you do?
I don't know.
Turn that off.
Are we still? We're still on, right?
It was off, and then this thing fell off.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, but
anyways,
it was off, and then just music. Was it? I think it was from the computer in there.
Probably.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
The mic was off, though. I don't know. It's okay.
Anyways.
You want to draw a topic?
Yeah. Here you go.
Side tangent 84.
This is the last one. I should have written more.
Which movie or TV show do you quote most often?
Okay.
I'm
going to have to think about this.
Phineas and Ferb.
Of course you do Phineas and Ferb.
No, because literally, if something happens, they go, oh, that's a Phineas and Ferb episode. It's so bad. It's so bad.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I kind of quote all of them equally.
Yeah.
But, like, most of what I say is quote. So, like...
Yeah,
I guess Billy Madison, because I'm a fan of Today, Junior.
Mine's either Phineas and Ferb or just the McDonald's theme song.
Or, like, The Office.
Let me see.
I figured you would say The Office, because you like sitcoms.
I love sitcoms. Or Friends. Yeah, I
don't know.
But I don't even know. I don't know if I quote that many shows, honestly.
My brain's just an endless category.
I know. I quote Spaceballs a lot. Basically, just like a lot of Mel Brooks movies, Adam Sandler movies, and let me think. Who else? What else do I do?
I just.
Blazing Saddles was an awesome movie.
What?
Blazing Saddles.
What's that about?
Did you?
I've never seen it.
It's a quote unquote Western movie that makes fun of racism. I repeat, it makes fun of racism.
Okay.
Another thing I do is with like music. My friend told me yesterday, you have like a song for everything, don't you?
Oh yes. Yeah.
That's
music.
What
I think
for.
I quote music more, specifically musicals.
Yeah.
I don't. I quote movies more.
I've read the Declaration of Independence and broke out into the Skylar Sisters song.
Oh, Lord.
Every single time. Of course.
But But also, there's, have you heard like the song, like it was like a trending song for a while, and like either you, like, it was on YouTube Shorts. I know that it's like called Digital Silence. Not that one.
Sorry, it's just a funny song that all I can see is just like in the back rooms, like all those crabs dancing, and then the guys in the yellow suits, they're dancing, and then like the squiggle monster comes out and he starts doing the thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, but I quoted.
I know the sound though. Okay, what were you saying?
I forget.
You were saying,
oh, how my brain's an endless catalog of music, TV shows, and stuff.
Yep.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What? I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, it happens.
I can't remember what you were saying.
No.
It was something music, I think.
I know that. Oh, yeah, my friend says, like, I have a song for everything.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Because we were talking about,
you said something about the declaration.
There was like this thing on my teacher's screen. I think it was the test answers. And my friend said along the lines, I mean, what's the answer? And she said, this is the answer, or something like that. And I go, there's a song, Digital Silence, that was like on TikTok or like YouTube.
Yeah.
And there's a part where it goes, this is the answer to your question. And I start saying that part. And she goes, you have a song for everything. You need to stop.
I've never heard that.
Nope.
No. I'll hear a song once and I'll remember it. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, there's that random lyric. And I'll be like, oh, you know. And I'll start singing the song if I hear the same words.
Yeah, if somebody says something sort of similar to something in music.
Yeah, I will.
I'll start singing.
Occasionally, well, like, I'll start, like...
Yeah.
I don't like singing in front of people, so...
I don't either.
I need...
Lorelai doesn't, I guess.
I can't. I'll just blurt out things.
That's good, though. Sometimes people need that.
Sometimes.
It's very sporadic.
Sometimes, I not all the time.
And my mom's making me play a song. I have to play Fancy
don't,
Like
don't
Christmas.
Don't do it until I leave. Don't do it until
no,
I
I'll
leave.
Do it when you're in here.
Play it.
Don't do it till I leave. Please, I beg you.
You love it.
You might
want
to do the legal.
It's you love the song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Our legal ID is, I can't see it, is WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I'm Lorelai Smith, joined here with Maggie and Jeremiah.
Apparently Hank Williams III.
Huh?
Country artist?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Landon's
topic.
Nickname for me.
Oh. I thought you said there was one left.
There's two left.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is the one you wrote. Favorite season?
I think... Okay, so for the longest time, I said fall because it starts to get cold. But this year, I've noticed that I like winter better.
I love fall.
But fall is so pretty. The seasons I don't like are summer.
Summer's too hot.
I was going to say spring, but I do like spring. After,
spring and fall.
Yeah, after fall and winter, then I'm ready for spring.
Mm-hmm. That intermittent period between fall and winter...
Yeah. Because
then it's still like warm enough to go fishing, but then you get the occasional flurry every once in a while. There's still some leaves up on the trees, whatnot. Like we're talking like November, really, on the prime November, what it should be. Mm-hmm.
There's
pretty much.
There's barely any during November where I live. There's barely what I noticed. What I thought was strange was. In November, by Ben Davis over here, there was still leaves on the trees. Mm-hmm. But over by Cascade, there's, like, no leaves on the trees.
That's
we have,
interesting.
Like, clumps of, like, forest and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, in between the fields.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, no leaves. And it's so gloomy looking. And it's sad. I like, the peak, like, October.
Yeah.
When there's, like, no green left. All the leaves are, like, orange, yellow, or red.
There is no green. There is only Zool.
What? Movie quote?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Ghostbusters. That was Ghostbusters. The original.
Ghostbusters. You know, okay,
I've only seen the ladies' Ghostbusters.
You haven't seen the originals?
You need to see Bill Murray's.
No, I haven't.
There's the originals are so good. You know, like, what is it, the cartoons?
I have not seen.
We have the cartoons on the, like, the DVDs in my car. And, like, we have a DVD player in the car. Yeah. And we'll play it. And then there's this episode with the stinking Sandman. It is terrifying. I don't like it. It's like, the Sandman from Ghostbusters and Ursula from The Little Mermaid are the two cartoon characters that cartoon characters that terrify me.
Why Ursula?
Yeah.
You know at the end of the movie when she just comes out of the water cackling?
That's not scary.
That terrified me as a child.
Oh.
That terrified me. I don't like it. I don't like Ursula.
That's fair.
I think. There was this one character from this movie called the Black Cauldron. He was like the main villain. He was just like this dark, shadowy guy. You never saw his face until like the end of the movie, and that's when he was like dripped in acid, whatever.
Oh.
And like he had like these like deer antlers coming out of his head.
Okay.
Dude was creepy. Hang on, I'll pull up a picture. Yeah, just keep talking. Yeah. Just keep
you wanna pull the last topic?
Oh. Do you want me to? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
It's in there.
I got it.
This one is written because my sister says I don't talk enough about her on my show.
What is an inside joke you have with your family? My sisters, once we get off the phone call.
That dude.
Well, honestly.
My dude sisters, creeped me out as a kid.
Oh, it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It looks like the Lich really from Adventure Time.
I don't know. Dude creeped me out so much. You had to hear his voice, like the way they... But look, he's got like freaking horns, glowing red eyes.
Yeah, I could see. I could see how that'd be scary.
And just the long fingers with the nails. And the fact that he raised a whole bunch of dudes from the dead.
That's fun.
Interesting.
Zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Yeah, it was
okay.
No, inside. Not zombies. Not zombies.
Inside joke time.
Okay.
With
my sisters at the end of each call. So we call, like, get on a FaceTime once in a while because they live in Missouri. So at the end of each call, when you know it's like wrapping up, you're supposed to say your mom and then hang up the phone.
Oh.
And then the person who does it first, like, wins.
Oh.
So it's like, at the end of each call, you have to say your mom.
That's funny.
And then get off real quick.
So wait, what is this one?
Inside jokes you have with your family. I can go if you don't have yours.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, I don't know if I've told I don't know if I've spoke about this one. But me and my sister have this thing where we call each other worms. But it all started with...
worms.
Yeah.
Earthless worms.
No, I just go, you're a worm. I just tell her she's a worm. And she'll go, no, you are. But it started with, you know, like those cat tubes you can get for like the cats to run around in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
We had a cat tube and we had one that was like human size. That was like for like this old play tent I used to have when I was younger. And my sister, she was small enough to get into the cat one at the time. And I got into the other one and we walked around the house going, we were worms. Because it was like we were in like worm out things. Yeah. It was funny. We had a little laugh about it. And now it's called the worm tube, but...
Okay.
It's the whole inside joke now.
I finally got mine. I bring it up to my brother every once in a while, but... So I don't particularly care for those, like... You know, those haunted house things where you just, like, go inside and there's a whole bunch of people scaring the crap out of you time.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, I like those.
I don't really care for those. It's not that they scare me. It's just, like... I just don't like them.
People
and
would
sometimes
be punched
they
if I was
bore
there.
Me. Sometimes they bore me.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because, like, sometimes I'll go in. Like, when I was forced, the last time that I went in, I was just. The game was just don't have any reaction at all whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I went through, like, the whole thing. It was, like, this clown one, and my mom hates clowns. So she was holding onto my arm ridiculously tight.
It's funny.
So I was just, like, standing right in front of her. Like, clown pops out. What's up, Craig?
I've worked. Craig.
Like, I was just walking through, just...
You know what?
Okay.
You know like, what Fear Farm is?
Yeah, I was...
I've worked one of the characters there on the hayride.
Uh-huh.
I was one of the Beetlejuice dancers.
Nice.
But I had, like, this football gear on. Like, you know the part in the movie where...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It hurt my neck. I had, like, a red mark on my neck from jumping up and down so much.
But, yeah, so I don't like going through those. So when my brother and my mom went over to, I think it was, like, the Wisconsin Dells. There was, like, one of those things over there. So they went into one. And for some reason, one of the characters, it was, like, kind of dark, and it was, like, one of the hallways, whatever. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Followed my brother because they had said earlier, what's the matter? Are you scared? You chicken or something?
Yeah.
To Gabe. And he didn't. And then he's like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the characters just followed him around. Chicken boy. Chicken That's funny. Boy. And so just every once in a while, I'll be like, what's up, chicken boy?
I also have...
And he can't say anything. He's like...
I started this one with my dad the other night. I'm trying to get my whole family into it. But the other day, he said thank you, and I said you're welcome. But he said I shouldn't say this. But no, because he doesn't like me making fun of him on the radio. But
oh,
it's
no.
funny. It's funny. Because like the
me.
Feeding
oh,
time inside
timbers.
Joke my family has.
Right, yeah.
But the other day, he said thank you, and I said you're welcome. But he thought I said air hockey for some reason. And now when he says thank you, I go air hockey.
Air hockey is not even close.
For some reason, he thought. I know he's so mad at me right now. It's so funny.
Okay, so I do have a side tangent kind of about that. When my brother and I were still. We still had to sleep in the same room. We had bunk beds and stuff. He went to bed early one night. It was like he was either on a weekend or on a break. But he went to bed early. I stayed up a little bit to like watch a movie or something. But then as I was coming back into the room, he was still a little bit like awake. But like I was just about asleep. Like I was stumbling up the like little staircase that we had for the top bunk bed. So I was going through and he asked me, is the movie still on? I didn't hear that.
Uh-huh.
I heard, good night, I love you or something like that. I was like, I love you too. He's going in the bed. He's like, what? I asked if the movie was still on. I was like, oh yeah, I think, I don't know. So now just every once in a while it'll be brought up. But like exhausted me heard good night, I love you or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
So I was just like, I love you too.
Ever just try to scare your family members who are hard to scare?
I've done that to my brother once.
It's hilarious.
I've waited under his bed before.
That's crazy. I get to
And then he went over to his bed. It was when we still had the bunk beds.
Speaking of hiding under.
He was coming over to the bed and right as he turned around and sat down on the bed. I waited a few seconds, and I snatched my leg out, snatched my hand out, and grabbed his leg as hard as I possibly could, and he screamed.
I have a.
And then now he does not have the bottom of a bed. He's just the mattress on the floor.
Mine.
I can't help but take credit for that one.
My bed has drawers on it, so you can't like really go underneath and grab it.
Mm-hmm.
But not my story, but my best friend, her sister. There was a point in time, her sister's like. A couple years younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
She would crawl under her bed. And when my friend Kyler was asleep, she would reach up and, like, grab her. Or, like, make noises underneath the bed. And it, like, happened for, like, I don't remember. I know I'd go over there and she would be like, don't you dare go under my bed again. It was funny. It was funny. But...
I had bunk beds. Me and my sister would put all our pillows and blankets on the floor and then jump from the top.
Oh.
Yeah. But my grandma told us to stop.
Oh.
But it was kind of
fun. My grandma got in trouble for doing the same thing that I did, but she had sisters, so it was kind of worse.
Oh.
So her dad legit picked her up, and like this was back when they could still use switches and stuff.
Mm.
And then so that happened. And then he asked her, all right, was it worth it? And she said yes. Oh. So that's why I did it. It was like sometime after the story.
Oh.
That's amazing.
I had a bunk bed and it had a slide.
You had a slide? Oh my gosh, that's so fancy.
I'm getting a slide this Christmas.
A slide?
Yeah, a slide.
For your bunk bed?
For my guitar.
Oh.
That's different.
That was the most disappointed. Oh.
You should make it out of a bottle.
Boing. A bottle?
Yeah,
a
bottle. You can make bottle slides. Take the, like...
What's a slide? The thing that
It's the thing that makes guitars, like, in some songs, meow. Like... Meow.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's like you can like shift in between like the
different.
It's like it's essentially a bar that you can make cool sounds. A bar is like when you
put
your finger like across the hole.
I don't like those ones because my fingers are too small.
Bar chords.
Yeah, I know. But see, the thing is, a couple of my fingers, my pinky and my ring finger on my left hand. Which is the one I use to, like play the notes, kind of, you know?
It's just this. It's just this.
I know, but it's not those ones. It's, like, when I'm doing other chords.
Ah.
It will bounce back because my finger is double jointed. It won't.
Oh, yeah.
It sucks.
I had to get over that one.
I can't get over it because it's just, like.
Yeah, it happened for a while. You just got to, like.
It hurts if I do
you
it
have
too
to,
much.
You have to hold it there. You have to hold the position for a while, a really long while. Just hold the note.
You got to strengthen your hand.
Yeah.
That just way, I
strengthen
guess.
It in that position for a long time.
In the double jointed position.
No.
That hurts.
In the other one.
Ow. Anyways.
Oh, no. I can keep it in the double jointed for a long
time.
Ew.
I can't because then I get scared that it's going to not, that I'm not going to be able to get it back.
It just hurts. It hurts.
It's like Darth Sidious. Just.
Anyways.
The OG.
I think
Return of the Jedi. That was awesome.
I think that's a good bit to end on.
What, Darth Sidious?
Sure.
Okay.
Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
Star Wars. I don't know how. We always get on Star Wars somehow. But I hope everyone had a fun time listening to today's show. Just side tangents.
It wasn't as much of a fever dream as last show, but.
It wasn't fever dream time.
That was a few, that was like an hour ago.
Oh, I don't know.
The last show that I was on today.
Oh, yeah. Your show.
One. No, not my show. The one that I was just on with, I think, Gabe.
Gabe?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was pretty close to a fever dream. That was just all over the place with absolutely no direction. But it was fun.
I think it's time to play the song I've been forced to play.
Yes.
Fancy Light Christmas.
Adios.